Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. It's 11:06. John Potter, live and local in the studio with us. We're talking pets and great pet food. Mark Leese is the one and only Northern Nevada exclusive dealer of First Source Pet Food, a premier nationwide fresh raw food for pets. And Dr. Michelle Brim works at the Moffitt Animal Clinic in Fernley, has joined us. She knows animals. She grew up on a farm, lived with animals, and loves this raw, fresh pet food for health reasons. We love our pets. We want them to live a long time. Raw, fresh dog food, raw, fresh cat food, treats. As your website says, it's the raw food they deserve. Hi, Mark.
Hey, John.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi, John.
Hey, good to have you over again. This is going to be fun. You guys gave me a sample, Mark, you did, of the raw, fresh pet food to take home and try with the, well, I didn't try it. Although I could, couldn't I? Isn't it human grade?
They don't like to say that it's human grade because it is pet food.
Yeah.
You know, so if you were to eat it, you wouldn't have a problem.
It looked good. I got to say, it looked good. It looked like a pound of really good hamburger, you know. But anyway, yeah, it looks like raw ground beef, which, by the way, what's in it?
In the cat.
Yeah,
the
food that you gave me.
So it's raw beef muscle, beef heart, beef liver, and chicken and chicken bone, ground chicken bone.
Well, so, Mark, they've been eating it all week, the three cats. And the one thing I noticed right off, they don't gobble it down. They nibble it away. They finish it, which I think is, for me, it's a really good thing for one of our cats because she's been eating too fast, and once a week she would throw up. And we even had to buy this plastic maize dish. I don't know if you've seen these. Doctor, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, slow feeders.
Yeah, we brought it up to the vet, and it's a dish where you put food in, but you have to put the food in a maze where the cats have to use their paws to dig out the little, you know, morsels. You put the dry food in the little nooks and crannies to force her to eat slower, which it does. But the cats eat like gentlemen and ladies now with your food. And I don't know why they eat it slower. Is it because they want to savor the taste or something?
I'd like to think that.
I think it's because they're not ravenously hungry. And we can talk about, you know, what that means.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I can't read their minds or anything, but I'm very impressed with it. They love it, obviously, and their eating habits have changed. So let's talk to the dog crowd. Benefits for feeding fresh raw dog food. You got a bunch. And they can save you a lot of money, right? In terms of what, the teeth?
Yeah, and just general health. When you feed a diet that's appropriate, you have a lot less health issues. One is the teeth. That's just the start, but digestive issues, skin issues. It's an appropriate diet so the animals don't have the issues that we see with animals on kibble.
Well, you don't want teeth problems with pets because these vets are charging like $1,000 to correct problems with their teeth. I hear this story all the time.
That's correct. Veterinarians have all the bells and whistles to do dental work as your dentist does, and that's why it's so expensive. And you realize that because you don't have insurance for your pets, so you're paying the exact cost.
So, Mark, you wanted me to bring the food that I have been feeding my cats, this dry pet food, you were going to tell me, I guess, what was wrong with it. Were you going to dissect it or something? I mean, what is wrong with kibble?
I'm going to throw that to Dr.
Yeah.
So kibble food, by its nature, is pro-inflammatory because it's been cooked multiple times. Nutrition is the nutrients are destroyed, and then artificial vitamins and minerals are then sprayed on along with flavor enhancers. Those things can be pro-inflammatory. They're not natural ingredients, so the body has to work harder to digest those things. And a lot of those foods are really high in carbohydrates, which most animals don't need. And that's the problem that we see with kibble foods, is carbohydrates are cheap fillers, so there's a lot of them in there, and that can cause yeast problems. And just animals weren't meant to eat high carbohydrates.
And you see this at your Moffitt Animal Clinic in Fernley. So the kibble has binders, starch, additives, filters, simple carbohydrates. What the heck? Sugar? Is that for real?
I think the sugar is just what the carbohydrates break down into are sugars. And those are, animals just don't need that.
I got to take a look at these ingredients. Do they actually put sugar in the ingredients? How much is in that?
Not like white sugar or brown sugar. It is what the carbohydrates, like grains, are broken down into sugars.
And how does sugar affect a cat or a dog?
Well, it can raise insulin levels, and then animals will yo-yo with high insulin, low insulin, and become hungry all the time. Those animals are fat.
Yeah.
And yeast problems. Sugars, yeast, energy.
So working in the animal hospital, how can you tell that an animal is having a problem with sugar?
They might have high glucose, and they have diabetes. They might have chronic yeast problems.
You mean like ear infections?
Ear infections, foot infections, they're itchy.
Mark, how did you become a believer in this? In this product, and what did you do before you got involved with pet food? I imagine it's something totally different, right?
Well, I kind of come out of the technology space.
Technology,
I've been, as we said last week, I've been feeding raw for about 25 years, and the pet food business kind of was really a hobby more than anything else. Feeding raw over those many years, I ended up losing my sources now and again.
Yeah.
And so you'd have to revert to what we call DIY, do it yourself, you know, buying food in the grocery stores and then, you know, preparing it for your animal and until you could find another source, a good source. Ultimately, what I found with the product that I sell now is the sanitation and the pasteurization with no heat involved just made the product incredibly healthy.
So your website, firstsourcepetfoodsreno.com, it's not like you make this. This is a national brand?
This brand is produced by a family back in Georgia. It's called Blue Ridge Beef, and they produce everything there at the farm under human-grade standards from human-grade sources, and ultimately they use high-pressure pasteurization is the final step in their process before it's flashed.
Yeah, that was my next question. How do we know it's safe? And what high-pressure pasteurization? How does that work?
HPP has been around since about the early 1920s. It's been a proven technique. Basically, it's a big water tank, and you put the product into the water tank, and then you put 87,000 pounds per square inch of pressure on that tank. And what that does is it basically busts the cell walls of any pathogens that might be in the product. So salmonella, listeria, that's all destroyed if there was anything in there. And you end up with a sterile food.
How is it tested? Does it go through the government testing? Does it go through USDA or FDA?
All food is sent through a certified food lab prior to it being shipped out. So they get the test results. I'd never know if there was a problem with the food because they would find it before it ever got to me.
So let me ask you this, because it sounds like this is primo meat food. It goes through this incredible safety protocol, and it's tested. How expensive are we talking now?
You can get on a really healthy raw diet for under $4 a pound.
Under $4 a pound.
Yes.
And you probably save a lot more in terms of health benefits by not having to go to the vet a lot, right?
That's a fact.
Yeah. Fresher breath, as you say here on the website, better weight control, improved digestion, shinier, healthier skin and coat, reduction of allergy symptoms, increased mobility for other dogs. And we mentioned this last week, the poop doesn't smell. I know I'm repeating, but that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Right? My wife spends so much money on candles.
Have you noticed that with your cat?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, I know. Well, we have the cat boxes in the laundry room, and she has those, my wife has those candles going all like 18 hours a day. We go to the store, we buy a bunch of candles, and I'll have to say, I don't know the science behind it. I mean, I know some humans who could use some of that stuff, you know? So there are so many advantages here. You can save on dental costs, as we said. Was it you who told me that you got a $1,000 teeth cleaning bill?
Oh, that was you. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Mark.
My first time to clean dogs' teeth. And since then, I've had six dogs, and none of them have ever needed a teeth cleaning.
How does First Source Pet Food avoid that? How does it preserve the teeth?
It turns out, I mean, you know, Dr. Grimm probably can answer this also, but what I read was that the enzymes in the raw food don't allow or prevent
bad bacteria from growing in the mouth and causing tartar.
All right. Well, there's no middleman here. Mark sells right from his refrigerated warehouse. He gets the food directly from, you said, Georgia. First Source Pet Foods. Look up their reputation, folks. And Mark is the exclusive dealer for this. Can't get it from anybody else. First Source Pet Foods, Reno.com. And this is something really you probably shouldn't order, you know, online. It's refrigerated and everything. You can just go to your warehouse, Mark.
Well, they can order it online and come pick it up at our warehouse.
And that's pick it up at the warehouse.
Yeah, or so in some cases.
It doesn't sit in the mail room for a couple of days.
No. And we have a cold storage facility on Sutro that receives the product in by the pallet. And
yeah.
I have a warehouse down in Pleasant Valley that people come and pick up the product from us there or at Sutro during the weekdays.
That's a great thing you're doing for these pets. Folks, if you have any questions, 884-9910. We'll take text questions, too, about using or feeding your pets this raw, fresh food diet. Any questions? 884-9910. Mark and the doctor are going to be back with one more segment after we take a break. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:19.
Got an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello there. Welcome back. John Potter, our guest, Mark Leese, and of course, the doctor is here. The doctor, yes, it's Dr. Brim. We're talking pet food and health for your pets. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. Talk to Cindy calling from Reno. Hey, Cindy, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Hey, good morning. I had a couple questions. My husband and I have several cats. The one I was most interested in finding out about your food is that one of our cats has renal failure and was diagnosed, gosh, it's been maybe 5 years or so, and he's gone through various stages, and apparently he's in stage four now, and he's been on a pretty strict diet of just renal food, mostly Royal Canin and some Hills. But I was just wondering, I think the diet for a kidney patient like that is not supposed to have much protein. Isn't that correct, doctor?
Well, this is Dr. Brimman. Yes, there's a lot of controversy among veterinarians, holistic and Western medicine practitioners, whether or not the protein level should be high or low. We do know from studies that the lower protein diets prolong longevity for kidney cats. But a cat in stage four kidney failure who's been on kibble diet, I wouldn't make that change to a raw food at this stage of the game. I'd be worried about rocking the boat, and I just wouldn't change things.
He actually eats very little of the renal kibble. Mostly I try to feed him the canned renal diet. So he does get mostly wet food.
That's good.
But
yeah,
And one of the other cats was diagnosed with a mass on his lung about 15 months ago, and they at that time had given him about 90 days to live. But he's fine. I don't know if something like that would benefit him at all. He is on theophylline and also on prednisolone for inflammation. But other than some coughing spells that he has a few times a day, maybe, he's hanging in there. Is this sort of a raw diet, anything that might benefit him?
I think it's worth a try, and I would start off really slow, like adding maybe a half a teaspoon to his food. The difference with the raw food is you can't leave it out free choice.
Yeah.
So some cats that go ahead.
All the wet food that meals that any of our cats have are all just consumed on the spot, and that's it.
Perfect.
So nothing is left out.
Yeah, adding a little bit of raw food into that to see how they tolerate it is certainly worth a try.
Okay. Go ahead.
We know that kibble is pro-inflammatory, and we know inflammation is the basis of all diseases, so anything you can do to decrease the inflammation and to let food be your medicine is ideal.
Okay. And another one of the four has a weight problem. And even though he's been eating some prescription weight management food, doesn't seem to be helping. He's not morbidly obese, but he's overweight. So I don't know if the raw diet would help with a weight problem.
It sure should. It's not uncommon when animals are switched from a kibble diet to a raw food diet that they do lose weight. And a lot of that's just from the carbohydrates in the kibble diet or the canned food.
Okay, so even if it's a prescription overweight management canned food, the raw diet might have more of a benefit.
Absolutely. Certainly worth a try.
Okay, and the food, is there a minimum quantity for purchase if I were to go to the Sutro or the Pleasant Valley locations to purchase it?
Let me see. What locations are there, Mark?
So you can buy single 2-pound chubs of the kitten mix at Paws, the Positively Pets pet food store in the Damani Ranch Shopping Center.
Oh, really?
Okay.
All right, super. So you have dealer places, I mean, besides your warehouse then. It's in stores?
Rebecca and the girls there have a really good knowledge of most food products.
Yeah.
And they carry our kitten mix, and they carry some green tripe and some other mixes.
In the small
chubs. I sell by the 30-pound case.
And they have a refrigerated area?
Yeah, they have a freezer.
And what's the store again?
It's Positively Pets.
Positive, okay.
In the Damani Ranch Walmart Shopping Center.
Oh, wow. Okay, there you go. Cindy, I'm glad you called. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Say hi to the kitties.
Thanks.
You know, this finally settles this argument I've heard for years. What's better? Now, I'm speaking about cats, but I could be speaking about dogs, too. What's better, the dry or the wet? I've heard back and forth so many times, and you're saying we're settling it right here. You're saying the wet.
Well, with cats were meant to be obligate carnivores. They get all their fluid from their diet, and I think using a wet food is much better than feeding a kibble food for cats. And dogs, actually, but mostly cats for sure.
Yeah. Mark, you were saying something to me during the commercials about sugar that we have to add. I thought it was amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, so one of the reasons there's so much sugar in the pet food, in the kibble, is that they use starches like glue. You know, remember when you were in school and you made paste out of flour?
Oh, my God.
So that's what combines the kibble to keep it in, you know, solid form. Without it, it would just turn to powder. So they need that glue, which is a sugar-based, starch, in order to keep that, you know, into a kibble format. And so regardless of the carbohydrate, whether it's flour, you know, grains. It converts down to being sugar.
And I think RFK Jr. should look into this pet food industry. And yeast brings, you know, from sugar, the ear infections, the paw licking, the overweight, the always hungry. And I think my cats are going to lose weight on yours just by the way they eat, you know, just not gulping down like it's just some solid to fill their stomachs, but something they're actually tasting and nibbling away. So I think they're happier.
I think when we started feeding kibble food, we can see the disease we've created in the mouth very easily. We can make that connection with the kibble food. And I tell my clients, just think about the changes that are beyond the mouth, that go through the digestive system and all the things that are affected by feeding a diet that the GI system never evolved to eat.
And Mark, you're saying this raw, fresh pet food diet, which is human grade for human consumption, but made for pets, will run you just $4 a week, huh?
$4 a pound.
Oh, $4 a pound. I'm sorry.
Right.
Well, how long would a pound last?
It depends on the size of the animal.
Okay.
You know, there's a feeding calculator on the website.
Sure.
And you can check out
that's
how much to feed.
Pretty amazing, because the sanitation process it goes through sounds so expensive to me.
It is. It is.
All right. Okay. Folks, the website is firstsourcepetfoodsreno.com. firstsourcepetfoodsreno.com. Awesome. I learn something from you every week. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it?
Phone number.
The phone number, yeah.
775-846-8529.
And the story, the store in South Reno that sells your product?
Positively Pets in the Damani Ranch Walmart Shopping Center.
Super. All right, Mark. All right, Doctor. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, John.
All right. Thanks for making my kitties happy.
Thanks, John.
Sure. John Potter, live and local. And we'll be back after Fox News, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:31.
Is FM Talk.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
John Potter, live and local. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Every Saturday at 9 to noon, we got some volleyball players in the studio. It's the UNR men's volleyball team. Tommy Labrador. I'm sorry, man, if I mispronounce this. He's laughing already. Labeducer? Laducer. Okay. Talk real close to that. And Brendan McPartlin is on the both you guys playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got your big game coming up. Was it a final?
Yeah, we have nationals at Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. We don't hear enough about UNR volleyball. You know, why do you guys love volleyball so much?
I am not very tall, but it's a sport that I'm able to play and use like my athletic abilities to help the taller people out. So
yeah, it's fun, right?
Yeah,
frustrating too. You have a huge event coming up. This is called the UNR Men's Volleyball Ultimate Whiskey Raffle. I would love to see a whiskey volleyball game. It's not what I'm thinking, though. How does this work? How does the ultimate whiskey raffle work, and where's the money going to?
Yeah, so it's basically a raffle where you can, it's $150 for a ticket, but it gives you a chance at a bunch of limited whiskeys that a lot of people wouldn't have the chance to normally buy or drink. And so it's just a chance to get that raffle ticket, and we would use it. We would love to buy or support a coach for our team, hire a coach. We would love to support our B team because they often get the short end of the stick, and we would love to give them some more support. Yeah, anything else?
I'm adding up the value of this whiskey raffle. Okay, this is a, that's $10,000. That's $5,000. Okay, $15,000, $16,000, $17,000, $18,000. $18,600 worth of whiskey. These must be incredibly expensive brands. E.H. Taylor Collection, King of Kentucky, Pappy Van Winkle Family Collection, OFC 1996, and Thomas H. Handy. Yeah, you can name the bottle. Is that what? Okay. You didn't bring any samples, did you? Damn you.
Sorry.
So because of the worth of this, it's $150 per ticket. All right, so where's the money specifically going to? And how many tickets are there? What are the odds of somebody winning? And by the way, is this all just one big group you're giving away of whiskey to one grand prize winner?
Five different winners.
Okay. Well, where's the money going to, guys?
It's going to go straight to UNR Men's Volleyball.
Awesome.
And we're just hoping, like you said, to fund a coach, fund our program. We kind of pay
when
for
you
all
say
of our
fund
traveling.
A coach, what does that mean?
So
he's paid, right?
He not right now. I've been kind of double dipping in player coach this year because we did we do not have a coach this year. That's kind of why we're hoping to get some funding.
Yeah, you need some support there. UNR isn't like totally backing you guys here.
We had a coach for a good bit of the season, but unfortunately, he did have to move back to Barbados. A couple weeks ago, actually, and so we will not have a coach at Nationals, and we're trying to fund a coach for next year.
All right. How can people buy these raffle tickets?
We'll put up flyers, and it'll be on our Instagram. You can scan the QR code and purchase them online.
Where can people find the QR code?
If you look up Nevada Men's Volleyball on...
Oh, you have it online?
On Instagram. It'll be on our... Instagram
so page. If I Google UNR Men's Volleyball, it will take me
it
to
should,
this
it should
QR code.
Our Instagram, and then you
awesome.
Can use
okay.
the QR code.
Awesome. There are 400 tickets max, and we're drawing after at least 300 tickets are sold. Those are pretty good odds for $18,500 worth of whiskey. How could you corrupt these young men with all this whiskey, sir?
I don't think they'll be getting it.
No, okay. Well, guys, thanks for coming out and telling us. Well, they can Google. This is, Google, right? UNR Men's Volleyball. Have a great time with this. Folks, get your raffle tickets right now. Ticket pricing, one for $150, four for $500, 10 for $1,000 for this ultimate collection of whiskey. And if you win it, invite me to your party. This is great. And, folks, UNR Men's Volleyball, good luck in those finals in Phoenix, all right?
Thank you
so much.
All right, thanks for coming out. John Potter, final segment next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:42.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. FM News Talk Time, 11:46. Our current temperature, let's check it out here. Beautiful day. Can't wait to get outside. 59 degrees our current temperature, as you heard Craig talk there. Getting a high today, about 65 degrees. We're looking at possibly hitting 70 on Monday and Tuesday. And the next chance of rain, looking ahead to Thursday. Now let me check the texts. I appreciate all the texts. Oh, my gosh. I don't have time to read all these. A lot of these I have to save for... next Saturday. Oh, man. Sorry about that. Let me just read the one. This is about the tariffs. John, appreciated your rant. But standing in our way, we have a bunch of people, our own Fed chair included, who are making decisions based on what would, quote, ruin Trump's plans instead of what's good for us in the world. Alex. Hey, thanks, Alex. Plus, I have to add to that, you know, we've been screaming for somebody to do this for decades, the tariffs, that is, but everyone we send to Washington to do it decided not to. And the same problem is going to kick in post-Trump, you know, so we have one chance. And sorry, it's got to be cold turkey. We've just waited too long. It's just do or die, literally. I've probably beaten the living daylights out of tariffs this morning. I apologize for that, and please forgive me for running my mouth so much. I did notice, though, and I think I mentioned this at 9 when I came on, that I went to Lowe's on Monday, and I was surprised to see, by the way, our phone number, 884-9910, text it too. I was surprised to see their 2x4s, if you can even call them that, are approaching $5. $5 2x4s. They were $4.88, and that was Monday, and I think that was before the tariff on Canada. I hope that no store or car dealer is charging the new tariffs on their current inventory. I hope. It wouldn't be right. It'd be kind of like, you know, the oil prices hitting 40-year lows this week, but yet we still see gas station signs advertising well over $4 gas, and gosh, even $5 gas out there. $40 low in oil prices. How does this happen? And once again, I want to remind anybody, if you have time, to go on YouTube, or maybe you have HBO, you can see it. Real Time with Bill Maher last night. He talked about spending time in the White House and having dinner with President Trump, who apparently has the most open of open minds, because by far Bill Maher is the harshest critic, with humor, you know, of Donald Trump. But it was an excellent account of what the president is really like, and definitely not how the media presents him. And it's a great story. He starts off his show doing the 15-minute capsule a report of his visit to the White House and dinner, too, with the president. Just a great story. And I love storytellers. So if you don't have HBO, find it online. I think everybody should see it. And I'm sure Armstrong and Getty are going to be playing much of it come Monday morning here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. He had Steve Bannon on last night as a guest, who said they are dead serious that Trump is running for a third term. Bill, I don't know whether to laugh or really, now he says they're dead serious about it. He says, I promise you, Trump is going to be in the White House in 2029. Okay. And he had that Nevada joke on his show and his new rules segment about the man of Pahrump who was fined for having 7 tigers. And the man said they were emotional support animals. What issue did that man have that 6 tigers couldn't help with? And we all had a good laugh yesterday in the news with the story about Sisolak considering another run for governor. He says it's not just him. All these people are pushing him to run. Are we not tired of the same old guys? And gosh, when we think back to what Governor Sisolak did to this state, and it was literally a war against small business and common sense, you know, closing so many things during the pandemic that had absolutely just no logic. All right, let's go to the phone. Calling from Sparks here, Joning. Hey, I'm glad you called. Welcome to the show.
John, so nice to talk to you, buddy.
Oh, it's Joe. Okay. Gotcha, Joe.
Yeah, you know,
what's new?
Well, you know what? I got some bad news, but before I give you that, I got a new neighbor. He's a great guy. He's from Haiti. And he was listening to the part about the cats, and he wanted to know if that natural food improves the flavor.
Okay, Joe. Joe,
no, I'm kidding. He's actually from another country.
Joe,
but anyway,
when are you doing stand up again? Joe is local.
Well, as soon as I get on your show, you keep telling me to come down and sit in with you there.
Oh, sure, yeah. No, Joe, it's
an
open door.
We talked about that when we were out there at the RV show. We talked about it. Yeah, sure. I'm available. Yeah. Just give me a call. I gave you my phone number.
Talk to your agent. Okay. But you do stand up,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the real bad news, John. You know, I'm 80 years old.
80 years old. And I got stand-up comic, folks.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, most people that have heard my jokes before are dead. But anyway,
Did you kill
I had
them?
To go. I had to go for my physical,
yeah,
and they did all the testing and everything, and I was diagnosed with early onset rigor mortis.
Yes.
You didn't get that, did you, John?
No, I didn't.
If it's early onset, what is it usually?
I don't know. What is it, Joe?
It usually has to do with your brain not working, you know, what they called it, Alzheimer's? Yeah, but mine was early onset rigor mortis.
Craig, did you get that?
I got the rigor mortis because that means he's dying. He's dead, or he's dead. And he started to stiffen up, rigor mortis.
I think you should finesse
It'd
that.
It'd be nice if I could
bit.
Stiffen up, I'll tell you that.
He's
anyway,
got a million
all right.
of them, folks.
So good to talk to you, John. You and Craig, yeah. You guys have a great show today. I really
That's
enjoyed
it. That you yeah. called for that terrible rigor mortis joke?
Well, John, if you were a little younger, you probably would have laughed.
Well,
I know, when we get our age, John, the word rigor mortis just scares us. We don't want to laugh.
Yes, it does. That's why it's not funny.
Yeah,
so let's end on a good note.
Laugh.
Let's end on a good note, Joe, and give me a good one here.
Okay.
Give me a good one.
A good one?
Yes.
You know, actually, I was listening to the comedian when he called in, and he said one of the jokes that I use. So the marriage joke about finishing your own sentences.
Yes, he got married because he was tired of finishing his own sentences. Yeah.
Sentences.
And
he
didn't have enough decorative pillows. Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of the weekend, buddy. It's been really good talking to you.
All right, Joe. See ya. Boy, he couldn't wait to get off the phone there, huh, Craig?
I like Joe. Joe's a kick.
I know. He came out to that RV remote at GSR that we were doing, and he was doing a stand-up routine in the parking lot there. And, people were looking at him. And
hey, they were laughing, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was the Western Skies RV remote, which we'll have another one coming up sometime later this year.
Where are we next Saturday?
The 26th, 2 weeks from today.
Oh, 2 weeks. Okay.
2 weeks from today, you'll be at Ridezilla for your show. We're here in Carson City, right next door to the Nissan, Carson Nissan, or Nissan of Carson City.
Oh, we know Ridezilla.
Yes, you do. You were there last time.
Yeah. Oh,
you and Derek.
Yeah,
but
I fell in love with a couple of ATVs.
And, yeah, we have fixed the glitches that we had back then. So,
well, I was the glitch. Come on.
Well, yeah, when you go to remote and you're depending on your phone to do a live remote,
just,
and it's only at 13%. Yeah,
I am
you're
just
to blame.
One big glitch. No, I'm looking forward to that. I got to restrain myself because you know when I moved to Reno in 77, 78, I had a Yamaha 150 motorcycle, and I tooled around town with it. I loved it, highway, everything. It's intimidating to me now what they've done with motorcycles. The places I go to in Reno, they start at like 650 cc's. What happened to the 150 cc? It's either you get a moped or you get a big monster. So,
well, if you go over to Harley Davidson, they have the Buell Blast, which is theirs. It's a single stroke, but the fastest you can get up to is, I think, 75 miles an hour. It's not
so
like you can fly down the freeway.
Why would you need a 700, 800 cc motorcycle? It's
exactly.
It's crazy. My 150, I got on the highway and went 55. It was fine. But that's what I love about Ridezilla. They have these kind of mid-range motorcycles for wimps like me.
And if they don't have it in stock right then, they can get it for you.
Yeah, and this is going to be the season for ATVs, too. And I think they got more ATVs than they have motorcycles. Anyway, I'm sure they're going to have fantastic deals and giveaways. And so, folks, I'd love to see you out there at Ridezilla in Carson City the Saturday after next. Next Saturday, next Saturday, God knows what I'm going to do here.
Let's see if I can look at the calendar really quick. And see what it says for next Saturday.
No more tariff talk.
Exactly.
I bored the world with that.
Yeah, I think everybody is right now. Next Saturday on...
There's his zinger. Every week he has a zinger.
Yeah.
What was it last Saturday? I woke you up?
Yeah, that's it. Next Saturday. Oh, cool. Next Saturday we have our favorite reverse mortgage specialist, Patty Wood. She'll be here. And also the people from Trustmasters, talking about estates and trusts and how not to get caught with your hands in the cookie jar, so to
well,
speak.
Well, this is really timely for reverse mortgages. I'm not shy in telling folks that, like you folks, I lost quite a bit in the stock market. I need a little new source of income there, and reverse mortgage, my gosh, it just seems to fit in every way. Either you get the big check or you get the monthly payments, and we'll talk about who qualifies, basically 62 and over.
And to feed your hunger, food requirements. We also have Dickie's Barbecue coming in.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Awesome.
So
all right. Well,
it's going to be a great week next week.
Finally, I'll get this right. I'll get it right next Saturday, folks. I'll talk to you then, and I'll be doing the news on the middays on Monday and weekdays. Craig, thank you so much for dealing with all the tickets given away and all that. And folks, I'll talk to you next Saturday. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you all. FM News Time, 11:58.